and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, there's news that the current reasonably optimistic mood amongst farmers is reflected in new tractor sales. For agricultural tractors over 50 horsepower, sales for the first 3 months of this year totaled 5,500 units. Now that's up by 12.5% year on year. And the Agricultural Engineers Association is putting the rise partly down to the changes in tax and capital allowances, which kicked in on 5th of April. Before that date, up to £100,000 was allowable against tax, as against just £25,000 now. And that's brought forward some of the summer purchases, say the trade. Also in the news, despite the bad weather which has delayed potato planting this spring, the old stocks of last year's crop will last out okay until the new season potatoes are ready to be picked, say the Potato Council. And they add, there'll be no rises in price as we approach the summer. Current plantings stand at just 85,000 hectares compared to the usual 125,000 hectares at this time of year. That's down by approximately a third. Now, the Common Agricultural Policy reform machine has really kicked into gear this week, and it needed to, with that 2014 date fast approaching, when we need agreement right across Europe. Here's Johnny Hall from NFU Scotland.
Negotiations are really starting to get into gear in Brussels with regard to CAP reform proposals, and in particular on the thorny issue of greening. And it would appear that the European Commission are starting to listen to the fact that a one-size-all approach certainly would not work in a Scottish context. So what we've seen coming out from the Commission in the last 24 hours is some sort of relaxation, if you like, on some of the key elements, particularly on things like permanent pasture issues. However, what the discussions have not really looked at all is the whole issue of ecological focus areas, which could present significant challenges for our arable areas. And certainly the Black Isle and the arable producing areas of the Highlands, this could really tie up individuals in knots. And we're still determined as NFU Scotland to try and get some practical common sense into what would effectively take some of our better land out of production.
So Johnny Hall telling us that there's still a long way to go before we get full agreement on common agricultural policy, but a positive step forward this week at least. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.